listening to the Learning to Believe Again podcast with your host, Brittany Bexton.
Where do you begin when you're learning to believe again?
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I have my friend Jessica Milner on with me today. Welcome, Jessica.
Hi, Brittany. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you so much for coming on. Tell us just a little bit about yourself.
I'm married with two beautiful children, and I live in central Washington, so surrounded by mountains. My family and I, we live on a little hobby farm, so we enjoy our animals, our chickens, our cows, all of that. So I'm just pretty much a stay-at-home mom, and I work for a ministry right now. So I'm really excited to be a part of that and involved in church and ministry.
That's awesome. I did not know that you had a hobby farm. How fun is that?
Yeah, we have about 9 acres. We have some horses, some cows, chickens, rabbits, cats. I mean, you name it, we probably have it. So, yeah.
Do you have milk cows?
No, we keep just little calves. So they're just the babies. My daughter likes to get them and like bottle feed them. And then she raises them up for about a year and then she'll turn around and sell them. But they're fun and they keep us busy. So they're really busy here.
You get them in the cute stage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When they get to be big, we've had them when they're big and they're hard to deal with. So we sell them off when they're still cute and cuddly.
I love it. So we are continuing our series on Jehovah Jireh today, the Lord who provides. And Jessica had shared just a little snippet of an awesome testimony about Jehovah Jireh, God providing for her recently. So I'm excited to hear the full story, and I'm so excited for her to share it with you. Let's hear it.
Yeah. So this testimony is actually from just a couple months ago. I had to go back and look in my journal at my dates. It was about 2 months ago this happened. And I had had a time where someone owed me some money. So they paid me in cash. It was about $125 that they had paid me. And so I had taken the $100, I took $25 and did something with it. And I had the $100 bill. And I knew my husband was going to need it in a couple days. He was buying stuff around the house. So I knew he was going to need that money. So we have, by our front door, we have an entryway table. And it's got some decorations on it and it has this kind of heavy statue. And so whenever my husband is going to need cash, if I ever have cash, I know he's going to need it. I'll take the money and I put it under that heavy statue on the entryway table. That was just easy for him to take that money. He doesn't have to go dig in my wallet. You know, he can stay out of my purse. So it's just there and an easy place for him to find it. So this happened. I think I gotten the money on a Thursday. We didn't have anyone come to our house in the following days. It was just myself, my husband, and our two kids that were home for the next couple of days. The money had been on the table where I had put it all day Thursday, Friday, all day Saturday. I know I had seen it Saturday night on the entryway table before I went to bed. It was still sitting there. Sunday morning, we get up. My husband was going to go to town and get what he needed to do stuff around the house. He went to that table to get the money and the money was completely gone. Our $100 bill was missing, completely gone. We both looked around. We looked on the floor, looked all over the table, couldn't find it anywhere. Like I said, we didn't have anyone come in our house. It's not like somebody had taken it. We checked with our kids. They both said that they hadn't taken it and we've never had problems with our kids taking money before. So, you know, we believed them. So our money just up and went missing. For being a single income family, $100 is a lot, especially with the price of everything right now. So that was a lot of money for us to lose. So, you know, I was a little upset at first, upset at myself, you know, why did I put the money there? That was something we were used to doing. But instead of being mad, I decided to take it to the Lord. So I went for a walk and just started, you know, talking to God about it, asking for him to, you know, show us where's this money at? You know, what happened to this money? And I really almost felt, it might sound funny, but I almost felt violated, like I had been robbed from. You know, this money had been there for 3 days, and this money just all of a sudden gone. We can't find it. And it's not like our dogs had jumped on the table and had ripped it off because the statue wasn't moved at all. So the statue would have been, stuff would have been knocked over on the table. So I really felt like we had been robbed from. So I just brought it to the Lord. I just prayed about it. You know, just spoke promises from the Bible that we had, him restoring to us, you know, things that are lost and stolen, how he'll, you know, he'll restore things to us. So I just put it in his hands. And I just felt after I prayed that he was going to take care of it for us.
Yeah.
So go fast forward like 2 or 3 days later. And I end up having a dream in the middle of the night. And in this dream, I grab a book. And in my dream, I knew I had been reading this book. And I open it up to where I had left off. And my bookmark was the $100 bill. And in my dream, I was so excited. I was like, oh, that's where I put my money. That's, you know, that's where it was at. And so I grabbed the $100 bill out in my dream and I'm holding it in my hand. And all of a sudden the money starts to multiply in my hand. Instead of one $100 bill, all of a sudden I just got like a whole handful of wow. money. And it was just like such a sense of restoration in my dream. And so I remember in my dream, I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm so excited. I'm counting the money. And I don't remember the exact amount, but I know it came to over $200 as I was counting it. And I was thinking in my mind, like, okay, double restoration.
Yeah.
And so I woke up that morning and that dream, it was just one of those dreams that just has weight on it. You know, like, you know, that something happened in the spirit because there's just so much weight and anointed on that dream. And so I just began coming into agreement with that dream. I began like prophesying it into my future that I was going to received double for what had been robbed from us, that God was restoring our finances, that this money was going to come back in our hand. And so I just began declaring it and prophesying it. And later that day, unexpectedly, somebody ended up sending me through Venmo $250. Completely unexpected. They just felt like sending me some money. And I was just like, wow, like this is the fulfillment of that dream. And
yeah. Why
happening in that dream. So it was just amazing to, you know, go through having that money lost and not having any idea where it's at, having that dream, seeing that restoration in the spiritual realm, and then seeing it manifesting in the natural.
Yes, absolutely. That is so amazing. I love the way God speaks in dreams and encourages us.
Yeah, for sure. And
I love what you said too about how instead of getting mad, you just stood on the word.
Yeah.
Now, it's not, we can get mad. I mean, obviously you felt violated and robbed from, so I'm sure there was, you know, a little bit of anger there, but instead of staying there, you placed it in God's hands.
Yeah, for sure. I had a choice to make, you know, was I going to be just mad and upset, you know, and anger is an emotion. So being angry in itself isn't a sin, but how do we react to it? You know, I mean, I could have been mad. I could have screamed. I could have yelled, you know, I could have just been like, okay, fine. You know, we lost our money, you know, and just gone down the road of nothing's gonna, you know, it's gonna be lost forever. But instead I decided to take it to the Lord and really just place it in his hands and declare the promises that he has for us in his word.
Yes. Yes. Amen. You know, it's funny. You were talking about that and it made me think of a testimony that I've shared on here where I did almost exactly the same thing. I lost a lot of money in a transaction and it was like sleazy stuff that happened. It had nothing to do with me. And instead of getting mad or staying there, I was like, Lord, it says that when the thief's caught, you repay sevenfold. So I believe that, and I believe you're going to do this. And then he did start bringing money in from that very thing later on. So It's amazing. It's, you know, it's like all we have to do is stand on his spiritual laws and his biblical principles, and he moves.
Yeah, I mean, we have so many promises in his word of restoration. You know, like I think it's in Joel 2:25 where he says he's going to give back to you what was lost. So, you know, those, when we have the locust come in, when we have the devourer come in, you know, he is faithful to restore to us the things that have been lost and taken from us. So there's just so many good promises in his word to stand on in times like that.
Yes. So if you could leave the audience with one thought from today's episode, what would it be?
My thought would be, you know, don't ever give up in believing that Lord is Jehovah Jireh. That he is faithful to provide for you, that he is faithful and trustworthy to do what he says he's going to do in his word.
Amen. That is so good. Thank you so much for joining me today, Jessica.
Yeah. And thank you so much for having me on. This has really been just blessed me to be able to share this testimony with you.
Yes, it's blessed me, and I'm sure it blessed the listeners too. I hope this brought you so much encouragement, listeners. Thank you for joining us today. Have a blessed week, and I will talk to you next week.